حاتم بن أصم, the poet says, وكيف أخاف الفقر والله رازقي ورازق هذا الخلق في العسر واليسر تكفل بالأرزاق للخلق كلهم وللضب في البيداء والحوت في البحر. How can I fear poverty when Allah is the one who provides sustenance? Allah is the Razik, the sustainer of this entire creation in good times and in bad times. تَكَفَّلَ بِالْأَرْزَاقِ لِلْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمْ. Allah has undertaken that He will see to the sustenance of the entire creation. وَلِلْضَبِّ فِي الْبَيْدَاءِ وَالْحُوتِ فِي الْبَحْرِ. The lizard in the open land, in the desert, the fish in the ocean, Allah takes care of the sustenance of all these creations. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in the verse of the Noble Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is no creature on the earth. وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيِّ. Nor is there any bird that flies with its wings. إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Except that there are different creatures similar to those. مَا فَرَّتْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِن شَيْءٍ. We have not left out anything in the book. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. And then we will all be resurrected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are different types of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الطَّيْرُ أُمَّةٌ. The birds are a creation of their own. وَالْإِنْسُ أُمَّةٌ. The humankind are a creation of their own. وَالْجِنُّ أُمَّةٌ. And the jinnat are also a creation. Allah says that all of that has been mentioned in the book. And Allah has undertaken, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature on the face of this earth except that Allah has taken it upon Himself that He will see to the sustenance of that creation. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Allah knows the place of temporary stay or permanent stay of each of those creatures. كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is in a clear book. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That they are the creations of Allah that do not carry their sustenance, because Allah takes care of it and your sustenance, and He is the all-hearing and all-knowing. So they are those creations of Allah that we do not even know about. Those creations who do not store any food of it. Allah arranges the sustenance for those creations despite its weakness. Allah makes it easy for them. Allah brings to it all that it needs, and all the arrangements are made for this creation. In a hadith it is stated that وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشْرَتْ. And when the animals will be, or when mankind will be brought back to life. This word hashr means maut. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. Allah says that each of these creations will die at some point. That is one. Another narration says that these creations will be brought back to life. And on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Salim said, in fact, Nabi Salim saw two rams, تَنْتَحِحَانِ, that bumping each other, thrusting each other with their horns. And Nabi Salim said, يَا أَبَا ذَرْ هَلْ تَدْرِي فِيمَا تَنْتَحِحَانِ. Do you know why they're thrusting their horns? He said, I do not know. Nabi Salim said, but Allah knows, and Allah will pass judgment amongst them. So what we need to have yaqeen in is the vastness of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah has undertaken for all of His creation that He will provide sustenance for them. And in this we should have complete conviction and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who are always placing their trust in Allah and have conviction in the acceptance of their du'as.